Well, as the drought continues, there seems to have been a reprieve for some parts of New South Wales this week, with rain and even snow. But those who have been lucky enough to see the wet weather say it's far from drought breaking, and those regions most in need have remained bone dry. It comes as some of the worst affected cities and towns brace for the most severe water restrictions from Monday, in a bid to shore up supply for as long as possible. Gavin Coote reports.
Unbelievable the weather today.
Along parts of the Great Dividing Range, there's been a welcome return of wet weather.
John, get undercover.
But it's the unlikely spring snowfall that's been a real bonus for some farmers along the New South Wales tablelands.
We recorded about 20 centimetres of snow, which is fantastic.
For Tanya Willett, who farms cattle and sheep near Goulburn, the snow has helped bring her paddocks, if only temporarily, back from the brink of desolation.
It settles and then it slowly soaks into the ground and puts nitrogen back into the soil. Whereas if it rains, because there's no proper ground cover, it just runs straight off and we end up with a lot of topsoil in our dams.
But besides the odd shower, the parts of New South Wales that are most in need of a drink haven't received one. Claire Booth grows popcorn for the bulk of Australia's cinemas, along with sweet corn in the state's central west.
I look outside my kitchen window at the moment here in Geary and it's a sea of brown. It is a landscape of just parched and horrendous failure.
Claire Booth is also a lawyer in the nearby city of Dubbo and is seeing the mounting financial toll the drought's taking on her rural clients.
We're seeing an increase in farm debt mediations in a very informal sense.
The parched state of the inland river system is emerging as the big new economic threat.
A really awful drought that has impacted on the farming community for some years. It's now making its way into the socioeconomic heart of the larger population centres.
Tony Webber from Water New South Wales says as summer edges closer, there's a dire outlook for many of the state's water catchments.
In the central west, the winter rains have failed three times. That's unprecedented.
And with many of the big dams now almost bone dry, big regional cities like Dubbo and Tamworth are bracing for a lack of water for human consumption. Residents in the Tamworth region will face the highest possible level of water restrictions from Monday, and businesses there have been urged to cut their daily water use by 30%. But talk of a so-called day zero, that is when a town water supply is expected to completely run out, has left community leaders frantically trying to reassure local residents. Bill West is the mayor of Cowra in the Central West, which under worst case modelling released this week, is tipped to run out of water by November.
To put out something which creates fear and is not helpful at all.
Even if those projections are to be believed, authorities and farmers are doing everything they can to stave off the crisis. Claire Booth is among almost 50 farmers that are now offering up their groundwater for residents in Dubbo.
When Aussies are down on their luck, we all come together, don't we?